forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly to mostly sunny with high temperatures approaching 90. One of our winds turning to the east. Then for tonight, cloud cover with a chance for showers and storms, lows in the upper 60s. Still can't rule out some showers and storms on your Friday with a high of 91 degrees. And for the day on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny skies returning approaching the mid-90s. I'm Michael Caro, currently 68.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Prosecutors say a cattle buyer from Harper County has been indicted on federal wire fraud charges. U.S. Attorney's Office said in a news release, 62-year-old Randall D. Patterson of Anthony has been charged with 14 counts of wire fraud. He owned Anthony Livestock Company and is a former president of the National Livestock Marketing Association. Patterson did not immediately return a message seeking comment left at the cattle company in Anthony. And a federal appeals court says a Harvey County Sheriff's deputy accused of entering a family's front yard without a warrant and killing their dog must face trial in the lawsuit brought by its owners. 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with Kent and Tanya Mayfield in ruling that the Halstead couple asserted sufficient facts to show a violation of their Fourth Amendment rights. Their lawsuit claims the deputy and his partner entered their property in July 2014 with the intention of killing their two dogs. Mid-America Network News.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint, more washability, more stain-blocking magic, and more savings on trusted Behr Ultra Interior Paint, now at a new lower price, just $28.98 a gallon. Inside or out, Behr Ultra goes on easily. And because it's Behr, you know the job's going to turn out looking great and stay that way. Behr Ultra for a limited time at a new lower price, just $28.98 a gallon. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through July 31st.
Kansas Bureau of Investigation issuing a silver alert for a missing Harper County man, Rex Roth, last seen in Sharon, Nebraska, on Tuesday morning, June 21st. His truck was found unoccupied in Attica, Kansas, around 11 p.m. on Tuesday. He was last seen wearing blue jeans, a yellow T-shirt with Dawes County written on it. The vehicle he was driving, a silver 2002 Chevy flatbed pickup. Roth's debit card was used in Russell at 4:45 p.m. on Tuesday. He has family ties in Attica. If you see Roth, call the Harper County 911 Center. And the Kansas City metro area playing host to the 2016 Leadership Kansas class this week. During the session, 39 members of the 2016 Leadership Kansas program, starting on Wednesday this week, participated in discussions related to economic development, regional leadership, and higher education. The program wraps up on Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Omaha's public power utility says its nuclear power plant in eastern Nebraska has been temporarily taken offline for a minor malfunction. Omaha Public Power District says in a written release that the Fort Calhoun nuclear station north of Omaha was taken offline Tuesday morning when a turbine tripped. The utility says the system responded as designed and automatically shutting down the reactor without incident. The utility says the plant is safe and there were no injuries. Nebraska will become one of the nation's first states to offer a special tax-free savings account to people with disabilities. The state is set to launch the Enable Savings Plan on June 30th. The plan allows adults with disabilities and their families to save as much as $100,000 without losing Social Security benefits. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS Top Safety Pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't ask for both safety awards because that ain't happening, pal. Let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both awards. Once again, raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A busy weekend as the Hanover Days of 49 kicks off Thursday evening in Hanover.
We've got the carnival of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week. Pretty excited for that. Pretty excited for the town and for the area. We're going to have the church food stands and the beer garden are going to be open all 4 days of the event. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it'll be in the evenings. Sunday, they're opening around noon and going to be open for the afternoon. Thursday night is armband night for the kids, or for everyone, actually. I mean, with the carnival. So you come buy your kid an armband and let them ride till they drop. But if you want to just do individual rides, that's available too. Friday evening, we've got Tim Strathman Band. It's going to be playing from 9 to midnight at the community building. Saturday evening, we've got Whiskey Creek is going to be playing from 8 to midnight. So that'll be kind of fun. And Friday evening, Saturday, we have parades both days. Friday evening is 6:30. Got a good bunch of entries in, a lot of great floats and different things, unique things. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We've got several bands in there. And just a really nice parade. Saturday, the parade starts at 4 o'clock. We are really pushing, and I hope that all of the veterans and active duty in the area will pay attention to this. We'd love to have every one of them in the area, and I don't care if they're friends from out of town. We'd love to have them. We're trying to put a big entry for the parade together of all of our veterans. We've got the 1st Infantry Band is coming up from Fort Riley. They're going to be here, so we'd love to have everybody for that. Saturday evening, we've got the fireworks coming. PFB Pyros is going to have their show at about 10 o'clock, 9:30 to 10. Great show. Anybody that's seen it will know that it's always been a great show, and I expect nothing less from them because they do a great job. So that's going to be around dark, around 9:30, 10 o'clock. Sunday at 1 o'clock, we have the NK Pullers, the tractor pull, and they've got some great equipment. We're looking forward to that. I think that's going to be 3 hours of fun and thunder. I just think it'll be a ball.
In addition to the Hanover Days of 49, the 120th edition of the Diller Picnic begins Thursday night.
This year's our 120th annual Diller Picnic, and We have three nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Thursday starts off with the carnival and then the Nebraska Bush Pullers and Lucas Oil's Pro Pullers tractor pull. That pull starts at 7. Our gates open at about 6 o'clock. And then our carnival goes all three nights also down at the Midway. Thursday night is armband night for the kids. We also have carnival Friday and Saturday. And then on Friday is a new event. We're having a micro-wrestling show put on by the Micro Wrestling Federation. That'll start at 9 o'clock. Our beer garden and gates open at 7. That's downtown on the Midway. They'll do a little meet and greet with the wrestlers and then have a open beer garden area afterwards after the show. Friday night is also our fireworks show, and that's put on by All American Display. And that starts about 10 o'clock or when it gets just dark enough to have the fireworks. Saturday, that's the full day of events. Saturday starts off with the kids' 1 mile fun run. That's at 9 o'clock in the morning on Main Street. We also have the Pancake Man. That's from 8 to 11. That's a fundraiser for our local high school and elementary for the art club. Then we have our 25th annual Pastor Golf Tournament. Starts at 10 o'clock. You can register at CNC Processing or give them a call. We have the Mid-States Mud Draggers. That goes on at 11. Registration for that is 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. There's a Van's Chicken Barbecue also on Saturday at 5 o'clock. And then following that is our parade. Our theme this year for the parade is Back to the Future. So lots of neat floats expected to come through our parade again this year. We have free entertainment after the parade in the park. That's music going to be by Brighton Stahl. Then also our carnival again Saturday night. And then ending, you can end the night at the Field Sports Bar with some live music by the Caleb Bradley Band. So lots going on this year at the Diller Picnic, and we hope that you can come out and make it.
One late change, the micro wrestling Friday night has been canceled. They will not have the micro wrestling event. The complete schedule of events for those activities posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. James Bruce Stanton, age 62, of Morroville, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Morroville Christian Church. Burial in the Morroville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for James Stanton. Hyla F. Simnett Fielder, age 92, of Washington, passed away Monday. A funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Hyla Simnett Fielder. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked ham, baby bakers, a roll, peas and carrots, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, wheat bread, Normandy blend, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time is 7:18.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting sunny and dry weather conditions across the area for today, but shower and storm chances looking to return already for tonight and continuing into the day on Friday coming up as well, as the next disturbance looks to work through the northern portion of the plains. Still no real change in those high temperatures over the next several days, with those highs looking to reach the lower part of the 90s not only for this afternoon, but right into the day on Friday coming up as well. Could even approach some mid-90s for high temperatures into the day on Saturday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today, partly to mostly sunny with high temperatures approaching 90. One of our winds turning to the east. Then for tonight, cloud cover with a chance for showers and storms, lows in the upper 60s. Still can't rule out some showers and storms on your Friday with a high of 91 degrees. And for the day on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny skies returning approaching the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late June, 87. The average low, 66. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 5:58. Sunny skies, 67 degrees. Winds out of the north are light this morning. Barometer 30.01 inches. Relative humidity at 79%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 23rd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Let's make a deal before the NBA draft. Dodgers get a gift and Jake falls short. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Wheeling and dealing on the eve of the NBA draft, Derrick Rose is a New York Knick. The Bulls get Robin Lopez and guards Jose Calderon and Jerrion Grant. The Knicks also acquired guard Justin Holiday and a 2017 second-round pick. Bulls GM Gar Forman on why they jettisoned their former number one pick.
We feel we need to get younger. We need to get more athletic. Obviously, we need to find players that will fit the style of play.
And the Pacers traded George Hill to Utah for Jeff Teague in a three-way trade with Atlanta. The Hawks get the number 12 overall pick in tonight's draft. Baseball, what a finish in Los Angeles. Dodgers trailing 3-2. Runner on board, bottom of the ninth. Yasiel Puig's grounder heads to National center fielder Michael Taylor.
Gets past Taylor. It rolls to the wall. Here comes Kendrick. He will score. Puig is at third. He's running through the sign. Hit first slide and the Dodgers win.
On KLAC, three base error. Dodgers 4, Nats 3. Down 5 runs, the Giants rallied to take a 7-6 lead, but the Pirates had a runner on in the ninth.
Jaso again goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. Here's the throw from Posey. The tag. Got him. Double play and the game is over.
On KNBR, San Francisco's won 11 of its last 13 games. He didn't have a bad game, but the Cardinals still found a way to beat Jake Arrieta and the Cubs.
The Lemmy swings and it's a drive. Back to the track. The wall in the bleachers. A home run. Aledmys Diaz, third hit today.
On KMOX, that happened after Arrieta left the game. Cardinals 7, Cubs 2. The NBA draft tonight from Brooklyn. The Sixers expected to take LSU's Ben Simmons. And ESPN NBA draft analyst Chad Ford says the kid has one major weakness.
Took 3 three-pointers the entire season at LSU, and he wasn't great in the mid-range game either. I think he understood that, but he's going to have to pick up a jump shot in the NBA.
At Copa America, Chile beat Colombia 2-0. They'll face Argentina in the final. And Las Vegas will get an NHL franchise beginning of the 2017-2018 season. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Agriculture could be one of the largest industries to benefit from the new drone rules issued Tuesday from the Federal Aviation Administration. The American Farm Bureau, though, says it will continue working with the FAA to tweak certain restrictions of the rules. They suggested several changes, including not requiring drones to be operated in the user's line of sight or not operated directly over people. But those suggestions were not adopted. The obvious challenge, it seems, is farmers have a lot of land to cover, and some of it isn't contiguous. Farm Bureau's Director of Congressional Relations, R.J. Carney, gave the FAA credit for building in flexibility by allowing waivers to those restrictions. He hopes this will help build a case for more fine-tuning of the rules to help technology take off for farmers and ranchers. Agriculture could make up about 80% of the expected commercial drone use, and drones could map terrain or monitor fields for pests and disease pressure, just to name a few of those expected uses. The House of Representatives recently passed the Defense Department Appropriation Act with an amendment that said meat will remain an option for members of the military. The amendment offered by Nebraska Congressman Adrian Smith, it prohibits the Defense Department from excluding meat in its food service program manual. The U.S. Coast Guard had cut meat consumption among its cadets by some 10% over 3 years. That prompted some concern of potential meat cuts among the other service branches. Smith said meat contains vitamin and nutrients not available in a plant-based diet, and the amendment is not a mandate or a prohibition. It simply says there will be a meat option for our service members each day. Both the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and National Pork Producers applauded the efforts of Smith to make sure anti-meat activists do not decide what our military can and cannot eat. You can find more agriculture information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Update Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, wheat harvest 2016 continues to expand northward and westward, especially in the state of Kansas. And Texas and Oklahoma continues to complete their wheat harvest. Tracy Zarian and her crew finished up in the Texas Panhandle on Wednesday.
The crop that we cut has all been hailed on. Every bit that we were on had hail, and it still probably will average 30 to 35. So that's pretty good considering, you know, if there was a poor growing condition. Quality was good. It was, I think, 60 to 62 pound test weight, and they do check on the protein here, and it was like 11 and 12%.
Tracy and her husband have cleaned and loaded the combine and will head north now to western Kansas.
We'll go to Garden City.
And in Reno County, Kansas, Kansas State Extension Agriculture Agent Darren Busick says harvest there has been a start-and-stop affair in 2016.
We started harvest a week and a half ago, probably, and got stopped with two different rain storms that ran through, and so we've kind of been stop-and-go this year. Our yields have been higher than expected. You know, a month ago, we were thinking it might be an earlier harvest and kind of average to below average. And I'd say Reno County this year has been well above average. The yields have been anywhere from in the mid-90s down to the, I've heard in about 45 is about one of the lowest, maybe high 30s. So averages would be, I'd say, right around 60s to 70s. And the test weights have been anywhere from 66 down to 63, I'd say, would be a good average for our test weights.
Wheat harvest 2016 has now reached the Colorado border in western and southwestern Kansas. Ag News, harvest updates from Mid-America Ag Network.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't answer both safety awards, because that ain't happening. Yeah. Let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both awards. Once again, raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Passenger, driver, and passenger front side and side barrier pull test.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. Continuing today with the story of refugees who are fleeing Syria and other countries, looking for a safe place to live. It is not, unfortunately, a new story. It's been happening, I suspect, since the beginning of time. And it's the reason that there have been millions of American farmers who are descendants of Germans from Russia. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
As we watch the stories of refugees who are fleeing war in Syria, it's interesting to compare what's happening to them with how millions of us got here. Us, the descendants of Germans from Russia. Both sets of my grandparents courageously made the long, terrible journey from the Volga River region of Russia, where they had been farming for decades, to the United States. And my uncle Jake, who was 6 at the time, wrote down his memories of living in Russia and why they had to leave. Things had been going reasonably well for the Germans, who had been invited to Russia to use their farming skills in the late 1700s, and they were promised the freedom to practice their own language and religions and were exempt from military service, and they owned their own land. That started changing, though, in the early 1900s as the Bolsheviks took over. Some of my Uncle Jake's memories, I should warn you, are not pleasant. He writes, "Dad was in the Russian army. The Russian Kaiser's wife was expecting a child. The Kaiser said, if his wife gets a son, we will have a drawing, and whoever draws the lucky number could go home on furlough. Well, Dad won, and he got to come home. Well, Dad came home and told his dad and mom that he was leaving and going to America. His father said, no. No, no, you're making a big mistake. What with all the stuff we have here in Russia? Dad insisted he was leaving, and Grandpa told him he would have to leave with nothing. And he did not have a cent when we left. The tickets cost over $700 for one person. That was from Germany to America. Casper Lebsack of Hastings, Nebraska, and Dave Strassheim of Lincoln, Nebraska, were contacted for financial assistance to help bring us to America. Russian money was no good. Only U.S. money would pay our way, and with their help, tickets were sent to Germany to a bank, which was the pickup point. It took 21 days. It was a livestock boat, one that they shipped cattle in. We all got sick on the ship. There were 21 kids that got on the ship. Only 7 arrived alive. Only 7. When the kids died on the ship, they were thrown overboard. My Uncle Jake's memories. When I've watched the coverage of the Syrian refugees and have seen the bodies of children washing up on the Mediterranean shore, I think about that horrible voyage that my uncle described. Back after this.
It's not too late to plant. Fill in your garden, replace, or add a splash of color to your yard with quality plants from Blue Rapids Greenhouse. It's their final clearance, and discounts are tremendous. Remaining plants discounted through Saturday at Blue Rapids Greenhouse. Open daily 9 until 5.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They are closed for the harvest. They want everyone to have a safe and profitable harvest and will resume their Thursday sales next week, June 30th. 7:31 from KNDY. Quite a contrast this morning. You step out, not quite so humid. Like north wind, that cold front did moderate temperatures some overnight. 68 this morning will likely top 90, but not feeling as hot today as it has been.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Don't make any plans in June during the Cortland Fest unless you plan on coming to join in the fun. Cortland Self Storage hopes everyone will come to the festival and enjoy great food, lots of activities, and more. From all of us at Cortland Self Storage, 24-hour access, clean units from 5x10 to 10x40.
Here's your sports report. Matt Reynolds' first big league homer snapped a 3-3 tie in the sixth inning as the Mets beat the Kansas City Royals 4-3 to complete a two-game sweep. Astro Bowl Cabrera belted a two-run home shot back to Noah Syndergaard, who blew up a pair of one-run leads before improving to 8-2. Syndergaard left after six innings due to elbow soreness, and Mets outfielder Yohannes Cepedes was taken out due to a strained left wrist. Up next for the Royals, after a day off today, their second in 4 days, the Royals play another opponent that they dispatched during the 2015 postseason. Houston will visit Kansas City Friday night for a three-game series. University of Kansas graduate and Lawrence radio veteran Brian Haney has been named the play-by-play voice of the Kansas Jayhawk football and men's basketball. Haney replaces Bob Davis, who served in that role from 1984 until his retirement. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Bell Tone of Kansas, bringing up quality of life. Art Bodner, what does that actually mean when we're talking hearing?
It means not having to ask people to repeat themselves all the time. It means being able to turn down the TV so you can watch it with the rest of the family. It means going out to restaurants and actually being able to hear the person 3 feet away from you instead of the loudmouth in the booth 20 feet away.
It could be me. I'll try to keep it down. But in the meantime, why don't you call and make your appointment? Get your hearing checked right now. It's absolutely free. Check them out online, belltoneofkansas.com.
Thank you.
Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you too? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. The protein in beef helps strengthen and sustain your body. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. So stock up now for the great summer grilling season. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau, proud supporter of the Kansas beef industry. Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.
The St. Louis Cardinals have cut their deficit in the National League Central to single digits. They now trail the Cubs by 9.5 games after completing their first three-game sweep at Wrigley Field since 1988. In other major league action, the Dodgers win over the Nationals in Los Angeles 4-3. Joe Panik laced a two-run double, and San Francisco rallied from an early 5-1 deficit to beat the Pirates 7-6 in Pittsburgh. And Cleveland's straight win, a 6-1 against Tampa Bay. Detroit led to its third straight win, 5-1 against Seattle. It's Chicago passed the Red Sox at 8-6. And Baltimore enjoyed a 7-2 victory over the Padres. For Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Cool down with these sweet summer specials at Landall Lanes. On Wednesdays, you'll get $1 bowling, $1 shoe rental, and $2 appetizers from 4 to 9. Thursdays bring beer specials, $2 premium draws, and $2 Bud Light and Coors Light pounders. It's a special summer at Landall Lanes.
Red, White, and Blue, the Nordis Motor Company has a pickup on trade for you, including a 2011 Chevy Silverado 1500 crew cab model in red. It's a Z71 edition, a blue 2014 Ford F-150 extended cab, and a Silverado 1500 regular cab. It's white with a bed liner. It's Red, White, and Blue pickup savings for you at the Nordis Motor Company.